It's amazing to remember, from our point of view, that the Roman Empire lasted nearly 1,000 years. From before the birth of Christ, well up until around 450, 500 AD. So they had a long go at ruling the world. And then the barbarians came down from the north. And they really tore things up. They burned everything they could get their hands on. And the Roman Empire, filled with deteriorated people, sloth, misery, and corruption, began to fall apart. Now, little Ireland, way off there, little island out in the ocean, on the edge of Europe, that has known neither Renaissance nor Enlightenment, in some ways a third world country, even a Stone Age culture, had one moment of unblemished glory. For as the Roman Empire fell, as all through Europe, unwashed, matted barbarians descended on the Roman cities, looting the artifacts and burning books, the Irish, who were just learning to read and write, took up the great labor of copying all of Western literature, everything they could lay their hands on. These scribes then served as conduits through which the Greco-Roman and Judeo-Christian cultures were transmitted to the tribes of Europe, newly settled among the rubble and ruined vineyards of the civilization they had overwhelmed. Now, it was a slave who was the trigger for that whole event. It was a young man named Patrick, who was a slave, who was captured by the Irish, taken from Normandy back to Ireland, who stole away, became a priest, came back to Ireland, and then started churches, started religious orders, started schools, encouraged the monks to write down the history of the world to that point. It is just amazing that we so often think of Patrick as the man who drove the snakes out of Ireland. Well, there never were any snakes in Ireland because it's too cold in Ireland for snakes. We also celebrate him by getting drunk and drinking green beer, when actually, Patrick was one of the keys at saving our civilization. Interesting fact. And then it happened all over again. In the 9th and 10th centuries, the Norsemen and the Vikings came down from Scandinavia and they tore up the world. In 1066, on Christmas Day, William the Conqueror assumed England's throne, ushering in an elegant era in the celebration of Christmas. In 1099, the First Crusade was launched, Jerusalem was seized, and Bethlehem was the site of a Christmas celebration.